To the X, to the 9, to the 3, to the 5. This is KX93.5, a listener-supported public radio. Hey, umpty diddly bumpy dum. Good morning, everybody. We are Full English Breakfast. Good morning. I am Jason Feddy, and I'm here with my wife, Ava. Hello, Ava. Wait a minute, I can't hear you. Try that.
Morning, Jason.
That's better. What about you, Martin? Are you there?
I am here.
Yes,
good
everyone's
morning
here.
To you.
Brilliant. Well, the whole thing works. Fantastic.
Is that it? Can we go home?
Goodbye.
Now?
Do you know what? I think your mic's a bit quiet, or you're a bit quiet, Ava.
Is that better?
That's better, yeah.
I've
music's
got
a bit
to
loud.
Have it in my gob.
Right, in your gob.
You've got to get your lips right up to it.
Yeah, get your lips right on there. Don't mess about. It's not going to talk itself. Is it? The dog's here, Mrs. Pickles. She's on the floor. As she does. Yep, she's had a right good morning, Mrs. Pickles, haven't you, Mrs. P?
Oh, she ripped off a plastic cup.
Yep, that's the first thing she did.
That was breakfast?
Yep. She was just like, right, I'm going to get this.
What's she got for lunch?
That's how I feel about my life this morning.
What?
I'm going to get it. I'm on its tail. What's up? Anybody? It's Full English Breakfast. What we do here is we're three, usually two, but Ava's here today, so three English people sitting around talking rubbish. And that's what we do for about an hour, and then it's over and somebody else comes on the radio. So don't complain. This is not the complaints department.
No, what, not complaining about anything?
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about our listener.
Oh.
So KX93.5, what is it? It's a radio station, and if you're driving into town right now, you've just come in and you've just heard these voices. It's not the BBC World Service. That will become apparent as the minutes slide by. It's KX93.5. We are Laguna Beach's only FM radio station, and we're the only one that's been here since 1950. So that's what we're doing. We'll
you're
play records
as well.
You're
very excited, aren't you, Jason?
I am. I'm so happy to be back on the radio.
You've been away for a week. I look, he's like... Oh.
What have you taken this morning?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
What do you mean?
He didn't even finish his coffee.
I didn't.
Are you sure you didn't drop
anything?
I thought
you might have brought me some coffee.
You didn't drop anything before you
No. In fact, do you know what I did? my face has swollen up again.
Really?
Yeah. It was bad. It was but last night it was terrible. It was really bad. I think it's...
It's a good job you're on the radio then, isn't it?
Well, I've got Vicodin
yeah.
at home, but I didn't take it because I knew I'd be on the radio this morning, and I thought, if I'm on the radio, it's going to be like, you know... good morning, everybody. I didn't want to take it. I might take some, you know, when I get home, but I'm not, you know... Anyway, whatever. You like Vicodin, don't you?
Who?
You.
Me. Oh, yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know you do. It's all right to like them.
I know.
I'm not king. I can't get anything done.
You don't do much anyway.
Nice. Bloody nice. All right, Ava, come on, back me up.
I think she's going to back me up, actually.
Yeah.
No, I saw you doing the laundry yesterday, so you did something.
I do a bit of laundry sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, which he's not allowed to do.
Why, what did he do?
He's really not allowed. He only does it, well, he shouldn't do it, because it shrinks everything.
Does he mix the colours with the whites?
He does that, but that's not really the problem. The problem is everything comes out like it had fit Pickles after he's done it.
Pickles is the dog.
He likes those little tiny whites, though.
I like it when I'm tight around my balls. Yeah. Oh, it's good, that feeling. Yeah, when I'm driving around.
Mm-hmm. Well, just walking around the house, I've seen you. I was going to post a photograph on Facebook.
I like them so tight that just one ball just sort of hangs out this side.
Yeah, that's tight.
Can I say that on the radio?
You did. You did.
Anyway.
Now, listener, you do realise this is not the BBC.
Yeah. This is the BBC Home Service, the radio station directly opposed to everything. Right, we've had clashing heads. What do you think about healthcare? Never mind.
I know that since we've got it, since we've had it, and I was doing our books last night, we've never spent so much money at the doctors and on prescriptions.
Right, I've never been sicker either.
What books were you doing last night? I was doing my books.
I was doing the accounts.
Oh, you're doing the accounts?
Yes.
Well, does that mean you're counting the pennies on the tabletop?
And let me tell you something. If I ruled the world, the first thing I'd do is have everybody's make the receipts identical. You know, with the date in one place.
Right.
And they hide it. And the money.
Every receipt you look at,
it's like 5 minutes trying to find the date.
I know.
Hey, if you're going to be on here every week, we could call this Ava's Angry Corner. You could bitch about something every week. This week is your receipts.
The world's gone mental in a recurring section. Ava Burton tells you what it's all about.
Yeah.
I prefer Ava's Angry Corner.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
She'll let you know.
Yeah. All right, let's play a record. We'll come back and we'll talk about something else.
Oh, so just
how about that? What?
Just don't piss her off because she'll mention you.
Right. Okay. Are you ready?
Go.
Good.
Jason Ferry, KX935. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Got the radio on. That's the sound of Jonathan Richman. I love him because, do you know why?
Why?
I love that thing where it, because he's got, he's, he always sounds like he's got his nose blocked. I'm a little bit Massachusetts, got the radio on. Run, 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 blah, 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 blah.
You,
I like
you,
it.
You did seem to enjoy it because you were dancing around.
You were.
I was loving it. Loving
you
it.
Were, very and nice. Now your hair's gone mental.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. You we should sure? take a picture and post it.
Are you sure you're not on something?
No, I'm totally. I'm on. You know, I'm on like, life. Whatever your name is,
life.
Martin.
What are you on?
Life. I'm on love and life, man.
Cool.
I'm on
cool.
passion. Cool. I'm on freedom. I'm on freedom because it's the United States of America and that we believe in freedom. And that's why other people hate us. That's why other countries hate us, because we're freedoms.
When you say hate us, I'll hate you.
That's what I think about that Republican who's in here before.
Jim.
That Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves America, but he hates Americans.
Oh, that's not nice.
He would just drop a neutron bomb, and then we can just have America and no people.
He loves me.
Yeah, well.
No, he did.
A pain in the ass.
No, he did. He gave me $200 bucks for healthcare.
He just talked. He says he's paying for everybody's healthcare.
Yeah, so I thought he gave me $200.
Oh, for God's sake. Shut up. Right. Now. Let's have a story from the news.
Got some great ones here.
Please.
Great ones.
Indulge us.
What do you want? Do you want a drunken story? A Holocaust story?
Holocaust! Let's have Holocaust.
Where? Fire story.
Come on, bring it on. Holocaust. It's not too soon.
Okay. Operation Munchkin. Nazis bred giant rabbits to make fur clothes for pilots and soldiers.
Wait a minute. Well, I didn't understand why that was... Nazis, you say?
Yeah, Nazis.
What did they do?
It was called Operation Munchkin.
Right.
And Heinrich Himmler was breeding huge Angoran rabbits.
It personally doing it?
Well, I don't know if he was doing it, but he was in charge of the program.
I like rabbits.
Yeah. In order that they could
I'm Heinrich Himmler.
Use their fur to clothe their soldiers.
Mein Führer, I've got these rabbits. What do you think about them? Yeah. They're all furry.
He had plenty of rabbit's foot.
They've got floppy ears. Mm-hmm. I like them.
Now,
and the head Jews. What is it they've got they're doing with them?
I've just said twice what they did.
You're not listening, are you?
No.
Not listening, so you're just off in your own little head.
Yeah, it's all talk. Me. But when someone says something, you're not listening.
All right, so they're breeding rabbits for the fur.
They're bred.
We're talking about the Nazis.
Right,
they're done.
50 years ago. They're finished.
Go on.
That's it. I'm sorry. Everybody else that was listening probably understood
the story. I want to say a very big congratulations to Miss Philippines, who's now the new Miss World. Isn't that good?
Fabulous.
It's Megan Young. Megan Young is her name.
She doesn't sound like a Filipino. Megan Young.
It's Megan Young.
She was born in the US.
So she's American.
Megan Young, born by Miss Philippines, Megan Young, on the Indonesian island of Bali. The competition was moved to Bali from the capital, Jakarta, because of protests from the hardline Muslim. Bali's the only Christian island. Oh, it's not a Christian island, it's a Hindu island, isn't it, or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, but It's in Indonesia, which is the largest Muslim country in the world.
That is true.
That's what I know about that. She was wearing a glittering gown.
Ah,
isn't that nice?
Yeah. Do they still do the swimsuit round?
I hope so.
Yeah, but you know what they did in Indonesia though? I think it was in Indonesia last week. There was the what do you call it? It was the.
Go on. You're on the radio.
Miss Muslim. And so, well,
Miss Muslim,
Miss World Muslim. So,
were they all
did
like, dressed like mystery guests?
Exactly.
With a full-on headdo.
Exactly. They were fully clothed. So they did that, I think, in protest of the thing in Bali, the Miss World in Bali.
They do go swimming, though, Muslim women. They wear a burkini.
A burkini.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. I'm not joking. It's not a joke, that. That's serious. You don't sigh at everything I say.
I'm sorry.
Supposed to be my wife.
I'm sorry, it's a habit.
You promised when we got married that you'd laugh at my jokes.
Yeah, but she signed because she thinks you're a burkini.
Morning, everyone. It's KX93.5. That's what this is. And that's what we do here. We play records and we talk rubbish. And it's Sunday morning. Here's the theme from Captain Scarlet in the background. It's great, that, isn't it?
That went from background to foreground, just so you understand the difference.
Number 10, Downing Street, is the house or home of the Prime Minister of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And number 10 has denied claims in a new book that Larry the Downing Street Cat is disliked by the Prime Minister and his family. His lackadaisical approach to mousing has previously led to speculation he would be relieved of his duties. That's the cat I'm talking about, not the Prime Minister. I don't like that Prime Minister of yours. What's his name? Cameron. I'm not happy with him.
Is that his first name or his last name?
No, his first name's David.
Oh, okay.
David Cameron. That's the first thing. You never trust a man with two first names.
That's true.
That's the first thing. Yeah. Tyler Russell. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, Jason Freddy.
No, Freddy's not a first name.
It is.
Freddy would be.
No, it's close.
If you Google my name on Google,
I know you get Jason.
You get
Freddy.
Jason Freddy,
yeah,
versus Freddy. Get loads of them.
Whenever I Google your name, I get naked pictures of ladies. I don't know why that is.
That's because I'm a porn king. It says here on Saturday, Ladbrokes, a big betting organisation in Britain, gave Mr. Cameron half, 50% odds of leaving Downing Street first before Larry the Cat, who's 6-4 favourite to stay in Downing Street.
Have they got nothing better to do?
They just bet on anything, don't they? People just bet on everything.
Listen, we've talked about cats.
Yeah.
We've talked about rabbits. I've got a duck story.
It's a rabbit. Go on.
A duck story. You know, everywhere around the world, in these large cities where there are bodies of water, there are duck tours, and I don't mean people going looking for ducks, but ducks have been the Second World War amphibious craft that are still around.
People I've no idea what you're talking about.
You've never been to Boston and places like that.
No,
but it's these amphibious vehicles.
Never go to a place like that.
It's these amphibious vehicles called ducks, and where you can go in and what you can drive around town in them. Somebody's driving it, obviously, you're not driving it. And they can also go in the water, so you drive around London in these vehicles,
crafts,
and then you go into the Thames.
Right.
Well, this one apparently was floating in the Thames and it caught fire. So there's a picture here on the internet of all the passengers trying to jump off because the duck caught fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just caught fire.
Ah, but the headline is duck catches
duck
fire.
Duck catches fire. Yeah.
All right. So that's why I see what the humour is in there.
There's the animal story.
I get it. Do you know the number of Americans giving up their citizenship has rocketed this year?
Well, how many normally give up the citizenship?
Usually, 2012, 189 people
gave up.
Right, which is not, it's a small proportion of the estimated 6 million Americans that live abroad. But this year, 1,131. And it's about tax. They're sick of paying taxes. When you live abroad, Americans living abroad have to pay tax. You'll see.
So how do you give it up? Well, your citizenship, because you can't do that as a Brit. You can't give it up, can you?
Because it doesn't belong to you. Your British citizenship belongs to the Queen. I don't know how you give it up. I think you have to write them a letter and say
stop paying tax.
No, I don't think I don't know. When you're abroad, I don't think you pay tax, but you do have to file your taxes.
Right, and if you owe, you have to pay.
Yeah, but if you've earned nothing here, then there's no reason why you should pay anything.
You're
not liable for monies earned abroad. I don't think.
I think you are.
Let's get Jim.
Maybe we shouldn't be talking about this on the radio, seeing as we know nothing about it.
That's true. How about this? A new nose has been grown on a patient's forehead. Have you seen this?
I did see that.
Remember that mouse that had an ear sticking out of it?
Yeah.
Well, this guy needed a new nose. So Seriously.
Does it? Does it? I mean, does it blow? I mean, does he sneeze from his forehead?
He has to. It's facing. Actually, he would drown if he went out in the rain.
What?
Because
it's upside facing down.
It's upside down. Yeah. So he's. But they're going to take. What they're going to do is they're going to manoeuvre it into place. But right now he's got a nose. You Google nose on forehead.
Yeah,
and you will see a nose attached to a man's.
And what's
head.
Where his nose ought to be?
Well, he's got a knackered nose. I don't know what's wrong with it. Why his skin? Why he had to? Let's see. I'll try here.
I've heard the story a couple of times this week, and I probably should have paid attention, but I couldn't get further than the nose on the forehead.
Right, yeah, I can't. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't, okay. It doesn't look. It looks really weird.
You don't say.
Yeah. Let's play a record by Colin Hay. Shall I tell you why?
Why?
Because KX93.5 is having a festival of music. Did you know? Did you know?
Is that Colin Hay from
Men at Work?
Men at Work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin Hay from Men at Work, and he's going to be playing. So presumably he'll be Man at Work.
Does he wear one of those orange jackets from a work site?
I don't know. I think he wears an helmet.
An helmet?
He's got an helmet on.
Well, that's a different issue altogether.
He calls a spade a spade, that lad.
Really?
I don't know. Anyway, he's going to be... He's Australian. And he's going to be here. He lives in LA. And he's going to be playing at the first KX93.5 Festival of Music.
Where did they dig him up from?
No, he's been touring forever. He's a very popular geezer. He's brilliant on his own. Seriously, yeah. I've seen him a couple of times.
You missed that pun anyway.
What?
Where did they dig him up from?
Dig him up from, sorry.
Oh, you're not listening,
really?
Are you?
Again, it's you.
You're just listening to yourself
listening
again.
Not listening to whatever's going on in the studio. Now you're trying to think of something funny.
Yeah,
play the song.
I got nothing. Anyway, we're having it on November 2nd at the Festival of Arts Grounds.
Who's emceeing?
I'm emceeing, Jason. I'm have to think of some jokes, won't I, before I start. I can't just go out there and sort of go, I got
like
nothing.
You normally do when you make a speech.
I've got nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Colin A. He's a man at work. So we're going to do benefiting the Mauleola Foundation. They take people with cystic fibrosis out surfing. They have to be a bit careful with them, obviously. And the Tony Hawk Foundation and Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach. First music festival approved by the Festival of Arts Grounds in almost 10 years. Very proud of that fact, we are.
I was at the last one.
Was that 10 years ago?
That's
Conky's
the last
thing.
That's the last thing, yeah.
It wasn't 10 years ago,
that
was
would have been. I don't know if it was 10 years, but it was nearly 10 years ago, they say.
I don't know if that's the same thing.
That would have been the last one.
Live music, food trucks, drinks, and there's an exclusive VIP experience available. Go to kx935.com for more information. Support this because it's going to be really cool, and it's all part of our KX935's year anniversary, because that's coming up on October 15th. What?
If I was to buy a VIP ticket and get that VIP experience, would I get to meet you in person?
Yeah. I'm going to sign your buttock. Here's Colin Hay on Radio Free Laguna.
I can't get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep. Possibly the complications, especially at night. Situations I know will be alright. Perhaps it's just your imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights. And though there's little variation, it nullifies the night. Thank you. be.
Colin Hay on KX93.5. Oh, I forgot the name of the radio station for a second there.
Who's it? Because you've been away for a week.
I know. I've been in Canada. I've been in Canada. I wish I had the Canadian national anthem to play in the background. That would be good, wouldn't it? I'll play Mission Impossible instead.
It's the same as the English national anthem, isn't it?
Oh, Canada, delicious queen, and her telling your bum. What is it?
I have no idea, but tell me something. Yeah. What do they call Canadian bacon in Canada?
They call it bacon. It's the same as Chinese food in China. They call that bacon as well. What?
No, they just call it food.
Chinese food in China, that's what they call it. It's yeah. Chinese for food. Yeah. Food.
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 Hold on. I understand what? You're making an appearance this afternoon.
That's what I do now. I've learned what I do. Because I figured I couldn't work out what it was I actually do.
Yeah, you're appearing.
I'm appearing.
At an event.
That's right. Because that's what the geezer said in Canada. He said, you're not being paid by the song. You're here to make an appearance.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have liked it.
Biscuit.
What?
They wouldn't. Sorry. I'm sorry. They wouldn't have liked it if you had turned up without your guitar, would they?
No, I had to play some music. I can't see you, Ava. It's a bit disconcerting. Can you come around there? That's right. Thank you, if you don't mind. You're a disembodied voice. Yeah, I made an appearance in Canada there, in Canada, in Toronto. It's very nice. And I'm making another appearance today. That's what I do. I make appearances.
Would your attendance this morning be an appearance?
It is an appearance,
as
yeah.
a show, I'm talking.
If I didn't show up, it would be a disappearance. Hey!
It certainly won't be disappointing.
You're not coming next week.
No, I'm not.
You'll be in Canada.
I'm going to be in Canada next week for a few days. Then,
very British. Vancouver.
Vancouver, BC.
Yeah.
And then we are off on our holidays, aren't we?
Yeah, we're on our jollies to Israel.
We are going to the Holy Land to meet Jesus.
It'll be great. But I think what we'll do is probably record the show.
In Israel, yeah. I think we're going to do a remote from the West Bank.
Yeah. We could do a remote. I don't know if we can really, but we could certainly we'll figure out something. We're not going to let it slide. We're not going to just do nothing. We're not going to not show up like some of these bloody volunteers around here.
No, because we're professionals.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. When we say we're going to do something, we do it.
We're broadcasters.
We are.
That's what we are.
We care about you, Lagoonans.
Yeah. We don't. What would you do without us on a Sunday morning? That's what I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, I'm doing an appearance today. The Assistance League is a group in Laguna who are fantastic people, and they've got a fantastic thrift store. And what they do is they sell clothes.
I thought they sell gas down on Coast Highway.
That's thrifty.
Oh, okay.
So they sell clothes down there. But no, really, the prices are ridiculous. I saw Hugo Boss shirts for $3.50. Amazing.
Did you
buy
it?
And they're so nice, no. And they're so nice, the women, and they do nice things. They do stuff like... when people have autistic babies, they'll go and hold the baby while they give the mother respite and stuff like that. They just do brilliant charity work. And there's a fundraiser today up at John Madison's place there, Madison Square. Gardens. What's it called?
Madison Square Gardens.
Is it called that?
No, Madison Square.
Madison Square, the restaurant there on Coast Highway, where next to where the cottage used to be, opposite the Art Museum, up there.
What time is it?
It's at 4 o'clock this afternoon, I believe. I'm not entirely sure about that, but I think it is. About 4 o'clock, 4:30 it is.
And tell everybody your part in the event.
And I'm going to be there. What they're doing is they're having a fashion show. Mm-hmm. And local celebrities...
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, okay.
Local celebrities are going to be there, all dressed up in the clothes from the store.
So you're not saying it, are you, Jason? So you're going to be modelling.
I'm going to be modelling some clothes. I've got my clothes already. They gave them to me already. They're hanging up in the garage.
So that means...
in the garage.
Moth-eaten by now.
So that means you're a local celebrity.
Yeah. I think I'm a local celebrity, Martin, and I'm making an appearance. Because that's what celebrities do.
Are you writing this off on your taxes?
I am. Yeah. The whole thing is a complete write-off, uh-huh. I imagine. Anyway, we'll probably go there for breakfast, I would think, too, this morning, because that's where the dog can go. So, went there yesterday. Are you not coming today? No? You're not coming for breakfast? Will you?
No.
Can you pay for it?
No.
Just
mine. You pay for mine.
Just give us your credit card.
I paid yesterday.
You did pay yesterday, that's true. That's true. All right, well, that was good. Little break about me. And
it's always about
it's KX93.5. And it's Full English Breakfast is the name of the show, because we're all English here and we sit down and talk about rubbish. Mostly English rubbish. Oh. That's what we do. Shall I play another record? Let's do that. We'll have a record and then we'll be back in a minute with more guff.
Jason Fetty speaks the language of Laguna. Yet with an unfathomable English accent. You may think he's been drinking. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Yeah.
They Might Be Giants on KX93.5. Bird Ass in Your Soul. That's what that song's called. And it's quite old. Can't remember exactly when it was out, but whatever. Who's Eric Pickles? Wait a minute. Go on.
Yeah, turn the mic on.
I will.
Eric Pickles is a Conservative Party politician who has been the Member of Parliament for Brentwood and Ongar since 92.
Good God.
He is currently the Secretary of State for Communities and Local Government.
Oh, he's a scumbag. Look at him. He's a big, fat scumbag. I hate him.
Yeah, but he did study at Leeds Metropolitan University.
Oh, well. He's come under fire this week for telling an alleged abuse victim to adjust her medication. When she adjusted him, she accused him of failing to help her. Teresa Cooper is one of a number of women who say they were heavily sedated in care home as teenagers and went on to have children with birth defects. She confronted the community secretary, that's him, he's a community secretary, as you well say, at an event in Essex, claiming he had ignored her case. Pickles retaliated by telling her she had given different stories. Well, you know, they're just mindless, aren't they, Conservative MPs, morons. Blah, 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 blah. She said even if her thing was taken out of context, it would be seen as thoughtless and hurtful, as personal comments should never be made by the secretary for whatever the hell he is. Anyway, there you go. I just saw it because his name's Pickles. Eric Pickles.
No relation to the dog.
That was it?
No.
Yeah, just the... He's a... Do you know what? He looks like Rush Limbaugh.
I was about to say that because I saw the...
Or like Jim, who was just in here. Looks like that as well.
No, Jim's smaller than this.
Jim's a little bikizi, yeah.
Here we go. We got a drunken driver story.
Go on.
Lovely.
So this one's out of Bochum in Germany. Bochum, which I believe is in the south of Germany. This guy was driving his Citroën, 27-year-old guy. He was totally drunk, out of his mind, and somehow got onto the train tracks. And he was driving on the train tracks. And he drove through a train station.
Right. Done that loads of times.
He drove in.
I'm always doing that.
He drove into a tunnel where he was arrested by the police. He thought it was the road.
Really?
Yeah. And the weird thing is, it was not just a regular train track, it was an electric train track. It was a third rail. And so he was very, very fortunate, probably because of the rubber on the tyres, that he wasn't electrocuted.
Right. Do you know, I went on the subway in Toronto. I didn't drive on it because I didn't have a car. I would have done, though.
Which subway?
The subway in Toronto.
Okay.
What do you mean you didn't drive on it, but you would have done?
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, sorry.
You didn't have a car, though.
Are you all right, Ave?
No, do you know what? I peaked really early. I've
Did you? Me too. I've had enough now.
Really? What's wrong?
I jumped out of bed full of beans, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
Had a mad moment. And I, do you know, it's because we've got no coffee, but I see you've got yourself a cup, Martin Cohen.
I always get myself coffee on the way. But what's
bring
wrong?
Any for your family.
Seriously, what's wrong with the two of you?
What do you mean?
I mean, it just needs a little bit of substance. I mean, just keep yourself going.
Substance?
You can't.
Is that a word?
You can't go for more than half an hour. Take Viagra.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Biscuit.
Yeah.
I love that word.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
It's a great word. Fantastic. Oh, fantastic.
Bottom my button. Yeah. Give me a
biscuit. I like that one. And listen to this one. This is a good one, too.
Needless to say, I am very traumatized.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
That's a really good one, that, yeah. That's what I do all day when I'm sat in here on my own and there's nobody around and there's like it's a quiet day for news or whatever. I just make those up.
Oh, here's a story that actually might interest you, Mr. Fetty.
Go on.
A guy in England claimed that he could not kiss his wife for 4 years until he had Teflon inserted into his skull.
What?
Hey?
Yeah, apparently.
Why was she sticking to him?
No, but the guy had...
You know what I mean? She got, I need a non-stick surface on these lips. Just get a chapstick. What's wrong with you, moron?
But no, he had a squashed nerve that made his face very sensitive.
Right.
And couldn't kiss his wife. Maybe he didn't want to.
Yeah, it's an excuse, that.
Just an excuse, yeah.
It's an excuse, that, isn't it?
Yeah,
so like it's like Ava, she says I can't kiss you, and I say why? She says because you're ugly.
Here you go. There's actually a photograph of the Teflon that's been inserted.
Oh, you can't say
I can't kiss
you
my husband.
No one can see it
till I get another one.
Another what? Husband.
Right. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Hey, you know Teflon was invented by NASA. It's the product of the space thing that they do. NASA do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it made the space race and the moon landings and everything pay for themselves.
Do you know what
many
else?
Many times over because of Teflon.
Do you know what else is a product of the space race?
What is? Going into space?
No, the...
being on the moon?
No, space rockets.
Rockets are?
Yeah, rockets.
Yeah. They said, we're going to the moon. And everyone said, really? How are we going to do that? And they said, I don't know. And then they made this rocket. Yeah, and then that's how they went up there. And everyone said, well, that's good, because rockets, so we never had them before.
But it is an interesting story about the space race. When they were when they were making these rockets and stuff like that, and,
right,
and planning to go into space, yeah, they had to find out, NASA, when I say they, had to find out a way of that the astronauts could actually write in zero gravity.
They made them space pens that you can buy.
Space pens, yeah.
You can buy them on the way to Vegas.
Yeah, spent millions of dollars inventing these space
pens. A pen. Well, they had to write. They had to go a bit, well.
Yeah, what did the Russians do?
I don't know.
Used a pencil.
Do you know what? That's very clever, that.
Yeah.
That's very clever.
Waste of your tax dollars.
That's work. Like, that's your favourite joke. What's that joke about, that one? What did the physicist do? What did the physicist do when he had constipation?
He worked it out with a pencil.
Huh?
Ah.
That's a good joke,
there you
go. That is a very good joke.
Maybe he was a Russian physicist.
Maybe he was. Well, he would have used a space pen. You can buy him on the way to Vegas in the... That Peggy Sue's diner. They're quite expensive. They're only little, though, and they're quite ergonomically... They feel nice in your hand. Especially if you're writing upside down. How many times do you write upside down? You don't, do you?
I don't know, but I've got something else that feels very nice in my hand.
Hey, yo-ho! Let's play a record by Mr. John Otway and Mr. Wild Willie Barrett, shall we? Everybody in favour of that? All in favour, say aye.
You.
No.
The Buddha says those who know do not speak. Those who speak do not know. Well, that explains a lot. Jason Fetty speaks on KX93.5.
Okay, let's make this the big one, Frontline. When you go away, I'm on fire cause I'm in love with a girl who's not the girl she was when I was out with her. I saw you in the garden, baby. You looked so debonair. Beware of the flowers cause I'm sure they're gonna get you. Yeah. I won't try to say goodbye. I just kick myself inside. I really wanted to go home. You might say that today was the very last time you'd walk this way. Don't tell him on your own. Well, I'd tell him where to go to, baby, but you know I wouldn't dare. Beware of the flowers, cause I'm sure they're gonna get you, yeah.
Wow, that ended really quickly, and it caught me unawares. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, you normally give us a 12-second warning of whenever the song's about to finish, but you failed in your duty.
I know.
Needless to say, I am very traumatized. Needless to say, I am very traumatized.
Yeah, he's very traumatized, that guy. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know what? It's 9:50, so it's coming up to the end of the show. Talking of Wild Willie Barrett and John Otway, I don't know what happened to Wild Willie Barrett, but John Otway, I'm going to interview him at some point because he's a friend of a friend of mine, and apparently it's doable. That's what they said.
Where is he? Is he in
England? He's in London, yeah, he's in England. He's a good pals. He's good pals with all those artsy sort of fartsy South London geezers. Like, he was a great friend of Ian Dury's, who's now sadly gone. Vivian Stanchel.
Where's he gone?
He's gone to a better place. Hampstead.
North London.
And anyway, he's, you know, he's one of those geezers. He's a very smart guy and very funny guy, and I'm very interested to interview him. And he had a big hit in the late 70s called Really Free, and he taught. He was like, "Ah, baby, I'm really free, really free." That was him. So I'm very excited to interview him. Part of my childhood sort of thing growing up.
And after that impression, you think he's going to want to talk to you?
I don't know. No idea. And if he doesn't, you know, whatever. What other news stories have you got there, Martin, or should we just end early?
No, I've got no news
the
stories.
The government's going to shut down. Have you know about this? They're going to close it down. How do they close down the government?
What,
I don't understand it.
Where? Here?
The American government.
Yeah, the American government are going to close down. Yeah.
It's really dependent on Jim.
Jimmy was in here just before.
Yeah. It's down to him, really.
What is it? How can they shut down the government? Is it a business? I suppose it is. I don't know.
Well, this happened last time, if you don't remember, when they were trying to.
Is it about budgets?
It's about budgets.
Yeah, but what it really is about is they can't stand Obamacare, the old what's-its.
Yeah, of course.
The right-wingers.
No, what it's really about is they're all just going to go off on a holiday for a few weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, they just don't want to pay anybody. They don't want to increase the debt, the national debt. That's the issue.
Okay.
And they're using...
How much do we owe exactly?
Well, you owe me about $5.50, but... Now, I think the national debt's at about $17 trillion, I believe.
That's a lot of money.
Something like that.
If I owed $17 trillion to, say, like, AT&T or somebody... Yeah.
We just about do.
Do you know what? They're absolute... AT&T, if you're listening, you suck.
Yeah, Kate's...
You absolutely suck.
Kate's complaining about...
I loathe them.
No service.
I called them up. I said, I want to cancel the cable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cancel the TV service. I don't want a TV anymore. I'm not interested. I've got a smart TV. I've got an Apple thing. I don't need it. We're not having it. We're going to watch Netflix and Hulu, and it's good enough for us.
Yeah.
They said, all right, fine. I'm like, really? Yeah, okay.
Your cable now costs $350.
No, they reduced it down to it was supposed to be $60-something dollars a month, which I've been paying $180-odd bucks a month for crap TV that I never watch. So then it's supposed to be $60 a month. All right, fine, Mr. Fetty, that's fine. Just send us the equipment, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it'd be $60 a month, and we're going to give you a bump up in your internet service so it's even faster than it was before. Fantastic. All right, that sounds great. That's exactly what I was looking for. Boom. I just got the bill. How much do you think the bill was?
I don't know how much.
$248.
What?
Do they not know who you are?
Oh, well, you know what? They just stick it to you, don't they?
What? For leaving them?
I have no idea what it's for. I haven't looked at the bill yet, but I just got a text message from them saying, oh, friendly reminder, your bill's ready. $248.
But you're
local. No, exactly. Knack off.
You're a local
AT&T.
Celebrity.
Yeah, well.
I think you should make an appearance at their store.
Yeah.
Have a chat with them. Show them who you are.
We're partners here at KX95 with Cox Cable.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say anything bad about them. But AT&T, you suck the big donkey.
Really?
Yes, you do.
That's not nice.
Hate them. Hate them. Loathe them.
They obviously...
Fiercely independent KX93.5 here on the radio waves. And who's on next? Steve's on next. Steve. He's going to play music.
Yeah, he's been here for a while.
He has. He was here early this morning. He's planning his show, doing his thing, and making sure everything works well. We should do that.
I am here early looking at the...
what are you looking at?
Looking at the news, seeing what stories I can come up with, waiting for you to turn up.
Yeah, rubbish.
I am. That's what I do when I get in early. I'm here typically about 8 o'clock as the clashing heads are starting.
Right.
Your time would be better spent getting in the coffees.
Yeah, get the coffees in, mate. That's what I say. There's a sign here. It says, life without music would be a mistake. And that is attributed to Nietzsche.
Did he actually say it, or did somebody just write Nietzsche underneath it?
I don't know. Nietzsche is a very famous geezer. He's dead now.
Who knows?
He said God was dead, but actually it turns out he is. Nietzsche's dead.
Nietzsche's dead, exactly.
Yeah. Should we go?
No, we got plenty of time.
No, we haven't.
We've
got 5 minutes.
Well, that's enough to have another discussion about something totally pointless.
Go on, then. Germany's Siemens to axe 15,000 jobs.
Yeah.
Germany's Siemens.
The company Siemens.
Siemens.
Yeah.
Siemens. Yeah. Did you see Russell Brand on the telly when he gave it, stuck it to Hugo Boss? They threw him out.
I can't stand him.
Really? You don't like him?
I don't like him at all.
Oh, I think he's a genius.
I find him incredibly annoying.
I mean, I find him annoying, but I love him.
No.
Oh, so I love you and I find you annoying.
I know, but...
What are you doing? Martin's unplugging stuff like he's going to make a quick getaway.
Taking his toys and leaving.
Yeah, if you're going to call me annoying.
You are annoying. You annoy yourself. You know how annoying you are.
No, I'm not. I find that terribly disrespectful. And I'm not going to be on the show now.
You find it offensive?
Yes. I'm not going to be on the show now for...
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 3 weeks, actually.
Yeah. Pick up thy keys and walk. So yes, next week you'll be in Canada.
Next week I'll be in Canada.
The week after you'll be in Israel.
Israel. And the weekend after I'll be in American airspace somewhere at about 30,000 feet.
You're kidding me? Really? You're not going to be here for 3 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah.
Goodness me. I've no idea what I'm going to do without you.
Well, Mrs. Fed is here and I'm sure I'm sure you'll be able to get
Will
up
you be
to
able
some...
to come in, Averley Beaverly?
I can come next week and the week after.
Really? What about the week after that?
What's the date?
I don't know.
I don't know. Should we discuss this off air?
20th. What about the 27th? What about the 27th? Where are you going to be then?
I really don't know.
And November the 18th?
Hopefully in San Francisco, actually.
Ooh. Yeah, we're going to go to San Francisco for a blah, blah, blah.
Not until we've been to Alabama.
We're going to go to Mobile, Alabama, man.
Mobile.
Yeah.
Jason's going to have his photograph taken with some carpets.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm a carpet salesman now.
You're a rug seller.
All right. I'm working for a company that makes carpets. Can't say anything about it. But very hush-hush. Uh-huh. It's all very hush-hush, very keeping it to ourselves, close to our chests, on the DL, if you know what I mean.
When I say DL. What do you mean by the DL?
I mean, when I say DL, I mean David Lindley.
You mean Dairy Queen?
Yep. So, anyway, we're going there. So that'll be good. Uh-huh. And lots of trips, very nice.
Have you ever been to Alabama?
Nope.
You better be careful.
Right.
Don't like Jews down there.
I'm not going to tell them I'm Jewish.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell them I'm a Mormon. What's a Mormon? What's a Hindu?
Lays eggs. What is it, a Hindu?
Lays eggs. Lays eggs. What is a Hindu? Lays eggs.
Twit.
All right, we're going to go now. It's KX93.5 is the name of the radio station, and I am Jason Feddy. You are Martin Cohen, and you are Ava Burton. And this has been Full English Breakfast, which is a show which we do every Sunday from 9 till 10 o'clock. In a moment, Steve will be here with proper music and proper talk about proper things. So there you go.
Well, I will see you. It'll be next Thursday, not next Tuesday this week. It'll be next Thursday I see you.
Really? Why? Well, in Israel?
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe we'll do a remote, say. We should do a remote.
We should do a remote.
We'll have ululating women in the background. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's proper, like, we'll make it real like that.
Very
like,
Middle Eastern. Yeah.
Well, that's what it's going to be like. Mm-hmm. That's wherever you go in Israel on the buses, that's what you can hear. when you go get yourself a shawarma, that's what you get. You get that, and in Tel Aviv it sounds like this. We'll just do that and pretend that we're there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, on the street, speaking. We're not going to Africa, are we?
No, but there's loads of Africans there. Oh, Ethiopians.
Okay.
Yeah, it's full of them. Well, no, that's London.
Yeah. We'll be flying over London.
Oh, my goodness. All right. This is... my name's Phil Space. I'm filling space. On KX93.5, it's 9:59 and 50 seconds. We're going for breakfast now to Madison Square. Come and join us. And join us this afternoon for the Assistance League's Doodah fundraiser. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to be wearing clothes in aid
Thank
of charity.
The
I
Lord.
Hope so.
Yep, that's right. All right. KX93.5, Full English Breakfast. Thanks for joining us. Bye. Love you, bye. Love you, love you. Bye, bye.
That bloody limey, Jason Fady, paid $700 to become a US citizen. Crikey! Now we need a couple hundred to hire a translator. KX93.5.